Father, we ask your blessing upon this moment, glory divine, your overflow, keep Aladaya, your presence, your glory. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please give yourself a hand. You've been a very interesting class. God bless you all. John chapter 10, verse 10. The two comings. John 10, 10. The thief cometh. And when he comes, three things happen. He steals, he kills, he destroys. And I am come. And when I come, something happens. There's life. There's life more abundantly. So each one carries something where they go to. But now I'm going to use this now to explain the other two different scriptures that we shall see. But we see here that Jesus said the thief comes. But when he comes, something happens in the atmosphere where he enters. When he enters a place, three things must happen. Death, destruction, loss. Death, destruction, loss. But when I enter a place, something happens. There's life. There's life abundantly. In Luke 10, 5 and 6, I read the NIV. He says there, when you enter a place, announce something, say something, declare something, verbalize the spiritual cargo that you carry. Give verbal expression to the content, to your spiritual content. Declare, say, peace be unto this house. And then it says, if there is somebody there capable to receive it, if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest, will land there. In other words, as you enter the place, you enter with something. And you announce it. The peace is looking out. It will rest. If not, what you have brought in there will follow you and go away because there's nobody good enough to carry it. So, we don't enter any place ordinarily. And that's why somebody says, God bless you. You say, thank you. Don't say, thank you. God bless you. Amen. And if you don't receive it, if I say, God bless you, don't receive it, it comes back to me. I'm more blessed than. And that's why I say, if you bless me, you get blessed. If you curse me, you're in trouble. Because that's the covenant of Abraham. It says, blessed is he that will bless you. If anybody curses you, don't answer them. They're already in trouble. Because the curse will come. Look for where to land. It does not find any place. It returns to sender. Daddy told the story. Let me tell it. He's here. He had a meeting in the U.S. some time ago. And then there was this woman who had a very difficult husband. And she had asked to go somewhere. The husband said, please, you can go. I know you've heard the story. And so she took off. When husband woke up Sunday morning or so, as he was driving out, he saw that there were three birds dead in front of the gate. Am I correct, sir? Okay, good. So I can continue. And he was shocked. How did this happen here? So, an African, he knew what that meant. His phone rings. Hello?
Hello.
We just want to tell you Mama is dead. He screams, Mama is dead. He said, no, don't worry. Before she died, she had made confession for the 5 minutes. Am I still correct? Fine. So, and this was it. She was going to punish the wife of this man, her son, by killing her husband, her son. So this woman would allow me to enjoy. So let me punish her by killing her own son. So from their coven, they send three spirits of death. The first spirit of death came and saw the house fire rise, surrounded with fire. And that's the Jericho principle I'm going to give you. And the bird goes around looking for where to enter, looking for where to enter. Does not see a place. Say, I'm on assignment, I must enter. Tries to enter the gate of fire, hits the fire, gets burnt dead. Second one says, no, I will try. The second one goes around looking for entrance. They will not find any entrance in their life. It goes around looking for entrance. He says, I must enter. Tries to enter the gate of fire. Hits the barricade, dead. The third one says, he remains only me. I must not go like that. He looks for where to enter. Doesn't enter. See the gate. And the third one is dead. Now, the assignment is not completed. So, death says, since the head you have sent me to couldn't carry me, let me go back to who sent me. And the woman died the death she posted. So, if you send me, God punish you. And punishment comes, does not see where to land, it comes back to you. If you tell me, idiot, idiot will come, look for my head. It sees my good head. It does not look like any head that idiot can find a space. It goes back to you. So you say, God bless you. Blessing comes and large. It multiplies back to you. So you have a place like this, men like this. You come and say, Daddy, God bless you. You give him 5 naira. You bless that life. Somehow it comes back to you. You go behind and say, that wicked man, that terrible man, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Whatever you sow, you reap. It's the principle. So he says, you enter a place, verbalize your container, what you carry. In fact, let's see the opposite now. This is Luke 10, 5, 6. Let's see John chapter 2, verse. Okay, though. Second John chapter 1. You'll be amazed what this is. Second John chapter 1, I read verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Why? Receive him not into your house. Why? Neither bid him Godspeed. For he that beateth him Godspeed is partaker of the cargo of evil that this man has carried. So when they are coming for looking for where to download something, they carry, say, not my house. You can stay outside. Because this is the message, the mission you are on. I don't have space for that kind of a cargo. So it means that whereas they might be wearing suit, three-piece suit, and speaking all the fine grammar with all the finesse of protocol and approach, he's carrying something your eyes can't see beyond the fine suit or interesting like that. There are some messengers that should not enter some places because of the message they carry. Because they leave something. So it says you go, you carry peace, declare peace, something will land. And they bring cargo of evil, not your house. You know, the Bible says, if you've read that, Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10, 14, 15. It says, you go somewhere to preach. And they don't receive you. Just do a little dance drama. And they say, this madman waiting to clean a leg. There's nothing. It's sand. But that while you are doing that, you are downloading cargoes of judgment. That will wait there. Of course, there's nothing to see. But that judgment will wait until judgment day. That cargo of punishment will wait judgment day. God will go to the SIM cards, to the data downloaded, to the microchips left there, and begin to bring all the judgments that is going to apply to that place. So when somebody comes there, sometimes they are doing some things you don't understand. You to do your own. I learned some things about dances, but let me not digress. So there's some little things sometimes that carry potent, where I mean so much. So, okay. So we find out that I'm just trying to stress the point that on a spiritual assignment, people are not ordinary. When people are on a spiritual mission, they are carrying something negative or something positive. So whosoever shall not receive you when you go, dust the sand of your feet. And they are carrying messages that judgment day will download them and then they will know what it is. In case that doesn't make sense, in Luke 7, 37, 38. A woman went to, Jesus was somewhere. Okay, let's read together. I want to go. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment. Next verse. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with her hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. While this was going on, read the rest of the story. All the church people there said, this kind of harlot, this kind of shower woman, what's she doing there? Jesus said, if your eyes were open, you would know what she's doing. She's anointing my body. But I think that woman has come and said, God, that thing where you bring for this house, this man no see, please, I come to collect from your leg. She was washing. Now, I went to preach in the church. I don't know what I preached early this year. And one big church somewhere. A woman came to me with a shawl. She said, sir, please, can I wipe your shoes? I looked at my fine shoes, which I bought from somewhere not in this country. It was not at least polished for that Sunday. I just sense, I just knew she needed children. She had been married, she didn't have a child. I didn't ask her, but just knew. And I said, God, this one, I want to clean my shoes. I don't know what they want to collect. But he said, let her. So she brought her shawl, wiped it, put it back. It was later I'm beginning to understand the mystery of what may have happened. So my feet had brought something. I don't know what spirit moved her to come and do that. Nobody has wiped my, but don't come and do that now because I'm not sure that I'm downloading something. So, but there was some spiritual principle she was going to connect to. This woman went there. She was weeping and she was wiping his feet. And Jesus said, hey, what is happening in this room has global implications. Because to the ends of the earth, it will be declared that what is happening here has eternal implications because forever it was happening in a small place. So let me go on. Well, there's one other interesting one that in Matthew, okay. I think I've deleted some of my notes now. Where Jesus went to the house of Zacchaeus. Let me get that now. And he makes an announcement. 2:13. Luke 19. Please give me Luke 19. I was trying to make my notes smaller. Start taking out some portions. Luke 19 verse, what is that? Okay, please put it up. Let's see what we have. There's something. When Jesus said, this day is salvation coming to the house. Verse 9. Okay, good. Please give me that. Okay. And Jesus said, everybody please, read with me. One, two, go. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is. Now, Jesus made an announcement that something had entered that house. What entered the house? There was a date when that thing entered. What date was it? This day. Now, if Jesus never said it, who would have known that something entered with him? If Jesus never said it, it means that something called salvation entered there from that day. And people will begin to get saved in a strange way who come there. Businesses will get saved. Families will get saved. Everything, people are just getting saved. They wonder, since Jesus come here, things are just because Jesus said, and the Bible does not tell us that he left with what he brought. Am I making sense to you? So, when the right people enter a place, they leave something. And the wrong people sometimes. So he said, this day, something called salvation has entered this house. So something was going to begin to work there. You know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 23:39, it says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So the name in which one goes also blesses somebody. Now, there are a few scriptures I'm going to take a look at very quickly because I think I'm taking longer than I thought I would. I've taken longer than I thought I would, but I'm sure making sense to somebody. Okay. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus says to his disciples, as you go on this my assignment that I'm sending you, people will see that you are alone. But actually, lo, I am with you always. So physical eyes do not always see the spirits that follow those who go in their name. Did that make sense to you? He says, I am with you always. But would you always see who follows whom? No. In Psalm 37:23, okay, everybody want to go? The steps of a good man are ordered, and he delighted in his way. Somebody says the steps and the stops. Now, very interesting. I've prayed this scripture lately as my eyes are opening to this. It says the steps of a good man, they receive instruction from a spirit source. They are controlled. Now, let me tell you this story to make sense. The steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. So they don't enter anywhere by mistake. The steps of a bad man ordered by the devil. Let me tell you. Story. You don't want to hear. Story. Once upon a time, I had a bishop friend in Zaria. So, one day, bishop came to church. And he began to pray. The atmosphere was stiff. He said, everybody, let's pray. They were praying and praying. And then, he saw there was one girl, not a very big church, one girl who was new there. So, in his spirit, he thought, somebody don't bring something here. So, after the service, oh, welcome, you're a new person. How are you? Did you like the church? Can you come back on Tuesday for Bible study? Yes. He had scanned her in the spirit and knew who she was. So, that day, he told his pastors, you stay for this gate. You stay there. So, he positioned his people and got her, talked with her, began to pray. As he was praying, she began to show what she carried. She ran out the street. People said, who is pursuing this girl? When they saw bishop came out, they said, oh, maybe in a deliverance she didn't run from. They went and brought her. But this is the story. She was a student in IMT Enugu. And the carcass of evil, let me not call them witches coven, said, we are going to send you on assignment to a church in Zaria. If you don't go, we'll kill your mother. And her mother had been sick. She didn't want her mother dead. So she agreed to go. She said, how will I know when I get there? How am I going to go? Strangely, she was given admission in Ahmadu Bello University without doing JAMB. Her name appeared admission list. Her name appeared. No JAMB. Now, if Satan can give people admission, God can give somebody admission. So she gets to Zaria now. She said, when I get there, how will I get to the place? And they tell her, we'll arrange somebody to pick you. And this is where I'm going to about the feet ordered. When she got to the park, there was this soldier young man. I'm looking for someone. So you know that place? Okay, come. And this soldier young man takes her to his house. And this soldier young man was somebody with a waka anyhow. You understand waka anyhow. And he was a member of that church. So the first assignment was done in his house. Her first assignment was accomplished in his house. You know what that could mean. So he now brings her to church where she had been given some piece of cloth to pieces and touch pregnant women. They will lose their babies. And then some sweet, she will mix with other sweets, give to children, and then they will be initiated and all of that. But this, well, when they prayed, she realized she couldn't operate there. According to the story, she had to suspend her power somewhere and still came. They said, okay, whoever is coming here, you suspend your power anywhere. Let the power out. So she didn't come anymore. But as they began to pray and this story came out, the soldier man said, this church that has been helping me, is this how Satan is using me? How can Satan use me like this? So he got so embarrassed, he sought transfer from the military barracks from Zaria. Guess where he got posted to? Enugu. But his feet were ordered. He didn't just get to that park at that time on that day by mistake. There was a spirit headquarters making him, I need to go to the park. Let me branch there. Whatever it was that made him get there, a spirit was ordering his steps. So if the steps of a bad man are ordered by the devil, may your legs receive instruction from God today. May the control room of God press buttons and direct your steps to where your miracle is waiting. So you don't just appear anyhow, anywhere by mistake. Kalibada bashantaya. Let my legs receive instructions. Let my legs receive instructions. My feet be programmed by headquarters in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have you read Acts chapter 9? The story of what city was that? Is that Jerusalem or is it Nineveh? Damascus. Are you sure? Is it not Nineveh? Acts chapter 9. Damascus. Okay, you're correct. I agree. Damascus. Sometimes when I do this, people change their mind. So they said, there's one man bringing evil cargo. We have heard he's coming. So they said, what are we going to do? Liramopobo shantama. Igada, gada, gada, gada. We bring fire around this place. We rule a line. Any bad leg we won't cross, you repent or die. Saul, Saul, heaven bear record, earth bear record, we rule a lion. Now this man got instructions from Jerusalem, empowered. He was coming. Kitiki. He hit an invisible wall. Pop! And fell down. And something was saying, some legs cannot cross here. You enter as a Christian or you die a sinner where you are. So can I rule lines? Can I walk around my place and give instructions that some people cannot cross a border? If Jericho Christians did it, now that's a long message I don't want to go into. If they could rule a line, if they could rule an imaginary broad bloodline, you can do that. So please, you get home today, define your territory. That's what animals do. Lions, sometimes they will go to the, some of these beasts, they will go to some corner, urinate here, urinate there, urinate. So they leave their scent. When another animal comes and smells the piece, he says, somebody's in charge here. And they go somewhere else. Or they will roar. Or whatever they do. So define your territory. Go around. Sign the signature of your footprint somewhere. Thumbprinting, yes. Footprinting, yes. Now look at this rushing. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 5. Moses has an experience. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 9, Joshua has an experience, the same experience. They get to a place and they receive message that says, there's something spiritual about this place. Please connect. Take off your shoes, for where you are standing now is not the same kind of space as other places. And if you let the soul, well, before I came up sitting down there, it seems to me we're going to do this. So if you don't mind, forgive me. Sometimes I'm doing some apparently stupid and foolish things. So take off your shoes if you don't mind, because this is holy place. For 1 minute. He said, where thou standest? Now, what was God going to tell this man to do? Just take off your shoes. Stand there. Where you stand is holy ground. You may not have done it before. I haven't done it before like this. But I take off my shoes. And I want the soles of my foot to tread this place, because this is holy ground. And wherever you had mashed poison before, whatever limitation followed you anywhere, by the soles of your feet on this place, I begin to command the earth to vibrate healing. I speak to the earth to release strength and health and life. Because where you stand is holy ground. Please get to your feet. Just speak in tongues 30 minutes. I've not finished. Mar-aku pepa da jaja. Father, we come to holy ground. We come to holy ground. The place where we stand is holy. By my feet treading here. Oh, at pur ajika potaya. Let the earth vibrate. Speak life. Speak strength. Inorupagataja. Ipretu gamba bekuta jajita. Ilar abaku pekupa. If you are sick, you are receiving healing. There is sickness in somebody's right leg. Just keep praying. Whatever was wrong with your bones, whatever was wrong with the bones of your right leg, something is happening. Because you stand on holy ground. You stand on holy ground. You stand on holy ground. Paraduka pepu damashantaya. Ilara bebe. Nangorobo shakadalaba. Melo rombra namo segadasha. La bro to bazaka to balabo shantaya. Igadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadag La robro tuba jatataya. In the name of Jesus. Now, before you sit, don't sit down yet. I'm going to the last bit of it. We're going to pray. But note these scriptures I'm going to read. Then we'll get to the one we're going to pray. In Joshua 3, verse 13. From there, as the people of God were coming from land of bondage to enter promised land, he said, hey, this the key now to open the river is the feet of the priests. As their legs touch the river, the gates of the waters will physically open. So some legs are keys that open. and some legs are keys that are short. In Joshua chapter 4 verse 18, it says, as soon as the sons of the priest left the waters said, the barrier has gone away. Come back. So, there are some feet that are keys. May keys enter your premises. The last prophetic action we're going to do. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art!
How great thou art!
How great thou art! From verse 1. Don't worry, but don't put it up. Just know in your mind. Jesus called his disciples and said, I want to do something now. We'll talk of feet washing. In verse 5, and after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel. Of course, symbolically he was teaching about service. He was talking about humility. But Peter said, don't wash my leg. Jesus said in verse 12, this way I'm going to. So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments and was set down, he said to them, know ye what I have done? Do you understand what I have done? So there were dimensions to that action more than just teaching service. So I want to wash my legs now. Whatever field has followed my legs, that's the prayer we're going to pray. As Jesus washed their legs, we are washing our legs with the water of sanctification. Every dirty, every shit you carry from wherever, whatever makes you smell, you enter a place, they say, what do you carry come? You enter somewhere, they are all laughing. When you enter, they begin to frown their face. They are all eating. When you enter, the food disappears. They say, what do you carry come? So whatever shit, whatever mess is on my legs, I begin to wash. So wash your legs 1 minute. I'm going to call Daddy to come and lead us from here now. But I feel God's presence and power here. He said, you don't understand what I do. So that your gate, your legs, while you're doing that, I read the scripture. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree and the pine tree and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. Father, I wash my legs. Every field, every limitation, every death that my legs have carried, that my feet have carried hitherto, by the blood of sanctification, oh legs, you are cleansed. Father, let that blood, let that water wash every feet here. Every limitation, every slowness, every delay in any leg. By this process, let the ablution of the Holy Ghost cleanse your legs. Let the ablution of the third heavens wash your legs. My robe, just keep on praying. That is going to come and take over from here.
Every filthiness, every judgment, every curse, every bondage, I wash it up from my feet in the name of Jesus. As I enter this ground, whatever causes desolation, whatever causes destruction, whatever causes backwardness, whatever brings failure, Lord, I wash them off my feet, off my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, like our prophet was saying, the feet of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And now begin to declare from this day, as I've entered this place, I am contacting blessing. Wherever I go, I carry abundance of blessing. Wherever I go, even if wickedness is there, I step in there, their altars are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, declare it by my coming to this place and contacting this place. I receive abundance of power. Yes, my feet, you are consecrated as a weapon of destruction, a weapon of blessing. My feet will walk into blessing. My feet will walk into abundance. My feet will be ordered into the place of blessing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me give you one testimony, that personal testimony, to portray what he has said. On Monday, I was leaving my hometown and I was going to go to Port Harcourt and have my friend's hotel where I normally stay. Very powerful, big hotel, very nice hotel. So, I called him. I said, tell your manager I am coming. He says, sorry, we are overbooked by 20 rooms. So we can't even afford a room for you. I said, where am I? What am I going to do now? Okay. I said, let me call my bishop friend. He will get me. I said, no, don't call him. Call retreat home. You know retreat home. I said, call the Bob Manuel's wife that I'm coming. So my friend called him and said, apostle is coming. Oh, we need a room. The woman said, he has abandoned us for long. Okay, I'm getting a room for him. And then they got a room for me. As I stepped into that hotel, I met an old friend. And they had come there to pray. He said, God brought you here. Because, you know, we need this, we need that. Okay, I said, I came to rest. You know, by the following morning, he said, I can come and pray with them. I just went pray with them. Directly, they said, we now know why God allowed you to come in here. And I also saw why God allowed me to come in here. And the woman opened her box, her bag, counted out dollars and gave me, said, just to say thank you. And I was looking for money. I spent a lot of money back home. My pocket was empty. I'm telling you, I spent, you know, when you go home, they think you're like Central Bank, you have come. You spend all the money. If care is not careful, if your care is not taken, you even spend fuel money, trusting that God will drive your car by faith. I arrive here, she just counted $300, just to say thank you, sir. And that $300 was like $1 million. You know that time, Baba, when $100,000 is like, praise God. Your step will walk into prosperity. That blessing that has been packaged somewhere, your step will walk into it. From today, your step will no longer walk into judgment. You no longer walk into traps set for somebody else. But you will walk into abundance of blessing. You will walk into favor. That miracle that is on the way is coming your way. If you believe that, shout aloud, amen. Begin to declare it from this day, I will walk into blessings. I will no longer walk into judgment. I will no longer walk into problems. People's evil shall not come your way. You shall not be caught up in the web of iniquity, in the web of judgment, in the web of destruction. You shall not drive into armed robbers. You shall not drive into evil. Lift your voice and declare that. Lift your voice and declare that. As you contact this place, walk around this place. In the name of Jesus, I shall not walk into evil. I shall not walk into calamity. My steps are ordered by the Lord. There is an insurance over your life. An insurance, comprehensive insurance. In the name of Jesus. Finally, listen. One day I was invited to come and preach in a Cherubim and Seraphim church. I was invited to come and preach in a Cherubim and Seraphim church. When I was going there, brothers said, how can you go and preach among them? When I arrived there, they said, oh God, you know, in our church, you don't wear shoes to go inside. I said, that's even more very, it will make the job quicker. Because the Bible says, wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, shall become my possession. So I remove my shoe.
Someone will say, ah, okay, you remove your shoe.
Hey, witchcraft. Say, witchcraft. The witch and their master and their grandmaster, I am greater than them. Because if Jesus lives in you, he said, if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? I removed my shoe. I began to teach in that Children and Seraphim church. After 2 years, the church shut down. Pastors came out of the place. One now is a Deeper Life pastor. One is in Assemblies of God church. One is in Christ Faith. The church shut down. From today, wherever your feet shall enter, even in the dominion of darkness, you will establish the kingdom of God. Even if in your office where you work, every evil altar shall become desolate. Because your feet gets in there, their altar shall be destroyed. Whatever they are kept on the way, you touch it, it neutralizes it. I didn't hear your amen. You know, there are people, their bodies neutralizes. So your own shall be neutralizing evil. You will neutralize poison. One day I was complaining. God said to me, stop complaining. Do you know how many times I've delivered you from poison? Do you know how many poison you have eaten and it has not worked on you? I said, God, you mean I've eaten poison? He said, yes, you have eaten poison many times. And I've looked after it. Stop complaining. From today, it shall not be said of you that evil, whether meant for you or meant for another person, shall stay in your body. It shall not be said of you that you are a victim of wickedness. Because the Bible said the son of wickedness shall not afflict you. And the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon your portion. That which God has destined for you shall not be given to another. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.